Hello and welcome. This file is called Surrender to the Rain. And after listening to this file, walking through the rain will never be the same again. Because whenever you're safe and you can afford it, and you're walking through the rain, you will just surrender to the rain, submitting to the rain, submitting to the power of nature, letting the rain wash down on you, making you feel incredibly submissive and making you feel incredible pleasure. And if there's a lightning storm going on, you might even have spontaneous orgasms, if it's safe for you. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Relax, focus on my words, letting go of everything else but my voice, relaxing, making sure you're really, really comfortable. And let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything, to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance, while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel. How it would feel to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance, you are my little pet, you're completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0, and with each and every number you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18,
feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable, you feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0, so deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to change your mind a little bit, time to give you a trigger after listening to this. Walking through rain will never be the same again. Now before we begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe, because this trigger will only work if your subconscious mind decides that it's safe for it to work. So if you're walking in the rain and have company that can know about this trigger, or if you're walking, say, through heavy traffic and it wouldn't be safe to experience pleasure and arousal and feeling submissive, those triggers will never work. They will only work if your subconscious mind decides it's safe for them to work, so that you will always be safe. And because you know you are safe, it's easy to open up completely and allow all my suggestions deeply into your mind, taking deep root and deeply influencing you, so that you experience everything I say. And now let's begin. I want you to begin by thinking about the rain and thinking about the thought of submitting to the rain, submitting to the elements. And at first glance, it might seem weird to submit to the elements, to submit to the weather. And yet, thinking about it, in the end, that's what everyone does all the time. We are submitting to the elements. We're giving in to the elements, because there's nothing we can do. We can't change the weather. The weather happens, no matter what humans want. All we can do is shelter ourselves as good as possible. And most of the time it works out. except when the weather gets really crazy. When the weather comes back in strength and wants its sacrifice. And from now on, you will be much more open to give your sacrifice to the weather, to be precise, to the rain. Because from now on, when you walking through the rain, you will feel very submissive and very aroused. And over time, you will learn to surrender freely to the rain, stopping to shelter yourself, stop using things like an umbrella or a raincoat whenever the temperature allows it, and just letting the rain have its way with you. And you will find that it will be incredibly pleasurable to just give in to the elements, let the elements dominate you, let the weather, the rain, dominate you, let it wash over you. And you might already know how emotional rain is for most people. Just think about how rain is used in movies. Whenever something very significant, very emotional happens, it is raining. That's because rain has a magical effect on us. And usually you would try to fight against the rain, try to fight against the emotions and the sensations, the wetness, the cold. And yet, wouldn't it be much more arousing, much more pleasurable, much more enjoyable to just submit to it, to surrender to the rain, to let the rain have its way with you, and feeling the submissive pleasure it gives you, feeling the arousal it gives you. Now, I'm going to walk you through it. I want you to imagine walking through the rain. And you don't have an umbrella, you don't have a raincoat, you're just walking through the rain. The rain is pouring down on you, and there's nothing you can do. And maybe you think you're just feeling wet, maybe a little bit cold, uncomfortable because you're so wet. But then again, why do you think wet has to be uncomfortable? Think about lying in a bathtub, a swimming pool. Water can be incredibly relaxing as long as you don't fight against it, as long as your mind accepts it instead of trying to fight it. And you never want to try to fight the rain again, now do you? And now imagine it changing. Imagine letting go. Imagine this moment where you say, fuck it, I don't care if I get wet. I just enjoy the sensation. I just enjoy the rain pouring down on me. And I'm sure that you have experienced a time like that, where you just stopped caring and just enjoyed walking through the rain raining down on you. And I want you to do that in your mind right now, imagining the rain pouring down on you, and you just give in, surrender to the rain, allow the rain to have its way with you. And you might find that it makes you feel incredibly submissive, because the rain is incredibly powerful. It's one thing to give in to another human, to your dominant, but giving in to something as powerful, as mighty as the elements, as the weather, is a whole new dimension of submission. And now think about the rain for a moment. Think about how the rain would perceive you. If the rain would be conscious, if the rain had a mind, it wouldn't care about you. There's absolutely nothing you can do to the rain. No matter what you try, there's nothing you can do against it. Just endure it. The rain is so much more powerful than you are. Maybe the way you are much more powerful compared to a fly. And yet, you can give in to that power, that immense, natural, basic power, the might of the elements, the might of the rain. You can surrender to it. You can allow it to have its way with you. You can just let the rain make you wet, giving in to it, surrendering to its might, to its control as you walk through the rain, giving up all attempts to try to shield yourself from the rain. You never use an umbrella, you never use a raincoat. You would only use those if it's too cold, and you know that if it's too cold, you will always protect yourself first, but whenever it is safe and whenever it is feasible, you just want to give in, surrender to the rain. And as soon as you do, you will feel this intense submissive bliss, surrendering, submitting to a power that much greater than you are, that much more powerful. And once you do, it will give you pleasure, it will give you happiness, it will give you joy. And I'm sure you know the joy of just walking in the rain, not caring, letting the rain beat down on you, making you wet while you just walk on. You feel alive, you're feeling so alive. And yet, after listening to this file, there will be even more. You will feel really happy, you will feel pleasure, you will feel submissive pleasure, and you will feel lust, almost as if the rain itself is an aphrodisiac, and every drop hitting your body will give you pleasure, will make you aroused, will make you horny, as you become more and more and more aroused with every single drop of rain. The arousal just building and building, the feelings of submission, of surrender just building. You're feeling better and better with every second, every minute, just surrendering, surrendering to something as powerful as the weather, as nature itself, surrendering completely to a power that much greater than you are, and feeling the incredible pleasure it gives you. And it will just grow and grow and grow, make you so aroused, so incredibly aroused, so incredibly horny. And maybe, maybe, if there's a lightning storm going on, and of course you will always be careful if there's a lightning storm going on, but if there's a lightning storm going on, you might find that the lightning, the thunder, just makes you come spontaneously, if it's safe for you to do so. And this might only happen if you really deeply and completely surrender. But if you do, if you're in a mind state of complete surrender to the elements, complete surrender to the weather, complete surrender to the rain, you might feel that the moment you see the lightning, you hear the thunder, you have spontaneous orgasms, and they will make you feel even better. And yet, even after the orgasm, the rain will make you aroused, will keep you aroused, quickly building again, and you will stay aroused until you're back home, until you're out of your dry clothes. And then you will feel this deep, intense happiness, the deep afterglow, the afterglow from the pleasure and the happiness that comes from enjoying the rain, surrendering to the rain. And of course, the submissive afterglow, having surrendered to something that powerful, that much more powerful than you are, that much bigger, something as basic and natural as the weather, as the rain. And the submissive bliss will stay with you for the rest of the day, and you will know that you want to walk in the rain, surrender to the rain, submit to the rain again. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you drift back up to the surface of your awareness. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, as you completely wake up, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer.
And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I greatly appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and goodbye.